If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's good being here and it's good having you here with us. Good afternoon, Colleen.
Well, hello. How are you today?
Man, if I was any better, I'd be twins.
There you go.
I'm doing pretty good today. And we hope you're doing having a great day today. I hope that you're seeing the sunshine and just enjoying the warmer weather today. That was really nice. I just driving over here and I had my jacket on. I was getting kind of warm.
Well, there you go. Well, hopefully the sun will come out, although I've heard some other winter weather's coming our way, I think, over the weekend again.
But oh, is that right? Well, no, I had not heard about that.
That's one of my staff members told me. We might have some more snow. I was like, okay, well, we'll keep an eye out. Make sure the station's good to go.
Well, that is wonderful. That's good. You know, this is a really, listen, I got to share this with the listening audience. I'm a pastor of a church in downtown Suffolk. It's called Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. And we haven't had, it's an older church. It's a 100-year-old plus church. And that's the new part of the church. The old part of the church is about 150 years old. And that we've been trying to renovate the older part of the church, the fellowship hall, basically. A lot of these churches, you have the fellowship hall, which is the old church, and then the new church is the new church. And so that doesn't have any heat or cooling upstairs. And so that it's just the way they were back in the day. They opened the windows. And so to try to get the place up to speed is going to take 2 5-ton heat pumps with air handlers. That's a lot of money for a little church that's not making a lot of money. And so I just got one of these Facebook sort of marketplace sort of things, and I found one. And so that the 2 5-ton units, this guy's, please call me, he says. And so I got to tell him something so that I don't lose these things. So I've got to tell him that I'm on a radio show. I will call you back very shortly. Should be off in about 30 minutes. Take care and God bless.
Got to catch it while you can,
yeah,
right?
So that I don't want to lose
this. You don't want to lose that opportunity and somebody else take it from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that
we'll see how God works in that.
Now I got to shut this thing off because now he's hearing everything else I'm saying. So, what we're here today to do is talk about why we should. I did that right then because I didn't want to procrastinate. And today's all about not procrastinating.
Oh, goodness. That's difficult. I procrastinate quite a bit.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's now February, like, 3rd or 4th now.
4th.
And, you know, I imagine somebody out there has probably made some New Year's resolutions. And that, you know, it's now a month later since those resolutions were made. And they haven't been done yet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've all been caught in that. But, you know, that my thinking was on, you know, what we should do the program on today was why we should be proactive or why we should not procrastinate. Now, because it was such a busy day that I didn't get a lot of quotes, so I'm hoping that I told Tony to call in today with his non-procrastination stuff, you know, to do that. But I want you to call in as well, that if anybody's out there that would like to call in and share, you know, thoughts on why you should not procrastinate, you know, verses from the Bible, it doesn't have to be a verse from the Bible, that, you know, Bible is pure truth, but that, you know, a lot of the things in this world that quote truth rely on biblical principles to be able to do that. And so we just like to have your thoughts on procrastination and why people should be proactive, especially when it comes to, you know, resolving debt issues. You know, that clients, that's usually the biggest problem. Let me just say that to you, is that usually the biggest problem that we have with clients, ultimately in a nutshell, is procrastination. Whether it was because they should have done something sooner so they wouldn't have gotten the debt that they got into, or whether they should have came into the office and opened the file like 6 months ago, or whether they should have followed through with their file opening that was done a year ago, that, you know, most folks that find themselves in financial trouble can point back to a point in time where they should have done something proactive and that they could have avoided a lot of the problems that they've had. And certainly some of the problems that they have now could have been resolved by now.
So call in at 488-5299, 488-5299, and tell us your story. Tell us your thoughts on procrastination and around biblical principles as well. This program is being sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, and their information is debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com. But right now, phone lines are open until the top of the hour, so you can call us at 488-5299.
Yep. And so that's the nature of the conversation today, why you should be proactive in the things that you do and why you shouldn't procrastinate. You know, a lot of folks, it takes 4 months from the date that you file to the date that you get a discharge in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. A lot of these folks that start off the process have sometimes, you know, credit scores in the 500s. And the whole goal in filing bankruptcy is not just to rid them of their bills, the creditor harassment, the annoying phone calls, the judgments, the garnishments, all the bad things associated with being behind on your bills and creditors letting you know about it. That's just part of the goal. You know, one thing is to get rid of the debts. The other thing is to clean your credit. You know, when you file bankruptcy, what ends up happening is that all derogatory references on your credit report, because of the automatic stay in bankruptcy, they're not allowed to continue to have derogatory things put on your credit report. And also due to the Fair Debt Collection Act, that they're not permitted to continue to have derogatory statements on your credit report. And so, you know, the bottom line is that that's the second part is, you know, first is to get rid of the bills. Second is to clean your credit report and your credit history up. And the third thing is we would like to rebuild your credit so that you can actually have good credit. And that's very possible to do because once you've stopped the damage, you've cleaned up the report, you're in that position to be able to actually get good credit. And you know, there's no time like the present. If people would have started this process last year when they said, you know, I've got some debt problems that I need to take care of, they would have been through that 4 months and that we would have them through the credit repair process and the credit rebuilding process. And that right now, as opposed to looking at a 500 score, they'd be well on their way to being upper 600s towards 700. You know, usually within 12 months to 14 months, let's say, from the date of filing, that we can not only discharge the debts, but have a debtor, especially when they take the directions that we provide to them, they can have a 700, 720 score.
We're our own worst enemy when it comes to all of that kind of stuff. Like I said, procrastination in every area of your life, you know. So if you have difficulty in your financial situation, you know, you've got to act and not wait.
That's right.
For sure.
Do it now. And so that the if you want to, you know, if this is kind of registering home with you, that we offer a free consultation with an attorney, not with a paralegal, with an attorney. And we can very quickly determine, you know, whether you qualify for a bankruptcy, whether it would be right for you, whether we should just kind of like go after one bill or two bills, you know, kind of a debt workout sort of thing, which we do quite often, or, you know, whatever the circumstance is that, but it's absolutely free. You just can get on the chat box and that you can tell the attendant, you know, what the issue is. They'll set you up a phone conference with an attorney and that we'll figure it out. You don't have to bring any papers. And there's going to be a special. Today's going to be a special for the person that does not want to procrastinate, that they want to move forward, that they want to, you know, take the bull by the horns, so to speak. And that is that, you know, that one of the things that people have a difficult time doing, they say, I can't do this because, you know, I've got so many bills. I have no idea where to start. They're just like, they're all over me. And so you need, you know, a resource, and that is a credit report. And so, you know, typically that they cost about $15 a piece. There's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Those are the three big ones. That's where most of your debt, your credit issues appear. But that because we have a, because we are one of the, in fact, we are the, let's just say it the way
it
is.
Put it out there. Yes.
We are the number one Chapter 7 filing bankruptcy law firm on the south side of Hampton Roads. Yes, Norfolk, you know, the Norfolk division, you know, the, and that we almost 2-1 as far as number of files filed in the last, during this pandemic, you know, that the compared to our nearest competitor in Chapter 7s. So we just do a ton of them. We do a lot of them. We do a whole bunch of them, and we do them very, very well. But one of the things that we find very, very common is that people procrastinate because they can't get their bills together. You know, that they, and then when they come in, they used to come in. They don't come in anymore. They do it by phone. Because you can do it by phone.
Right.
The virtual consultation, which is probably preferable because we don't really like when they bring the box full of bills. You know, it's terrible.
That's overwhelming. I was going to say that's overwhelming.
That's why they don't do anything because they figure it's just too much.
It gets to be too paper.
It's just too much. They say, how am I going to ever take care of this?
So you're going to help them with that.
And so that we pull three credit reports and we're going to do it. Guess what? If they open a file today, put $100 down, we'll pull the credit reports for free. That's a $45 value. We get a special discount because, you know, we do so many of them, like we said, that we get it for $36, you know, because, and the really cool thing about it is that this plugs right into their petition if they decide to go ahead and file, that it gives us a matrix kind of to work with them as far as what bills they have. It starts the whole process of preparing the petition, and it gives, and we'll give them obviously a copy of each one of the credit reports so they can start seeing what kind of debts they have. And then the really nice thing about these credit reports, it actually shows what, if they do nothing, just, you know, they just get the discharge and they go about their merry way, what their credit is estimated. Now, whether it's accurate or not, it depends a lot upon the individual, but what the estimate would be as far as their credit score a year from then. Now, that's without our help, that we give a lot of suggestions and actually have referrals to companies that can actually remove anything that's derogatory after the fact that shouldn't be there.
So I was going to say, Steve, so if someone's listening and they want to take you up on that, they don't want to procrastinate anymore, they want to move ahead on that, what do they need to do?
DebtFreeVA.com. So it's DebtFree, DebtFreeVA.com. If they just put that into the browser or into their phone, this nice little website will pop up and there'll be a little chat box there. And then just they'll say, Lighthouse My Life. Why don't we just say it? Lighthouse My Life. How about that?
Okay.
Lighthouse My Life. And that will signal to the, because they'll know what we're talking about. Or you can just say that I want my free credit report.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to the radio station.
Yeah. And that when you open a file, we got to open a file because we got to establish an account. We got to get your social security number because that's what happens to, we got to open a file. We got to pay $100 to open the file, do that kind of stuff. But then the $36 charge that we normally would charge for that individual will be waived. And that the, so then we can pull those up, give you those credit reports, and then you can review those and then have a conversation with an attorney to determine, you know, what's going on. Lots of times what we find, Colleen, is that people don't even know some of the creditors that are out there that they need to get rid of. And so we've got Tony on the line. I'm glad he didn't procrastinate. Tony from Arizona, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm doing better now that you called because, like I told you on the way up here, that I didn't have time to, you know, I wasn't procrastinating. I was trying to get here on time. And that the so I didn't get my list of...
Let's face it, he was late.
I was not late. I was here 3 minutes early.
In the time we have, the biggest thing from the quotes I'm looking, and I'm... You always have the challenge of your digital network working ready for you. But it seems the biggest thing from someone who's thinking about filing the procrastination is, you were just talking about, with the overwhelming amount of paperwork, and it's bigger than they can conceive.
Yeah.
But the thing you have to realize is, one of the best quotes I've found is, if you don't start it today, it's not going to go away tomorrow on its own. It's not going to change.
That's right.
If you don't take one step today, you're no closer to anything else. If you don't make one movement in a direction that changes something, you can't expect anything to change. So just what you're talking about is helping people get to the point where they understand that it's a huge thing, but they're not alone. They're not going to get this by themselves.
You know, that reminds me of that quote. You know, what's the best way to, you know, I guess I don't know if I'd want to eat an elephant.
Eat an elephant.
But that, what is the best way to eat an elephant, Colleen?
One bite at a time.
One bite at a time. And what is the word, what's that story about the longest road? How does that one go? It's like a Thoreau thing. The longest journey begins like with one step or something.
One step. Yeah. You just got to move forward. Just take
you gotta
one
take
step.
The one step. And, you know, the lots of times you think, I can't. You know, your flesh will tell you can't do this. You know, it's just too much. It's just overwhelming. But, you know, what's amazing is that as you take those steps, you look back and you see that you're a lot further along than you once were. You know, and eventually that you're to. And let me just share with people that bankruptcy is not, you know, there's all these social mores and stuff like that saying how bad it is and this and that and the other. And so it's just wrong because, you know, that when we look at the biblical framework for where bankruptcy came from, it was, you know, it was prescribed in Scripture. I mean, God said that every 7 years, release the debts. He didn't want debtor or creditor nations, that getting rid of our debts sets us free to be able to do the things God wants us to do. And so, you know, there's a lot of, we're supposed to keep the law, right? We're supposed to not violate the law. You make an agreement, then you're supposed to keep the agreement. But that there's grace, and it says that when you can't keep that agreement that you made, then that there's forgiveness, and then moving forward as far as your life is concerned. So you're not always stuck in this debt sort of pit that you can't get out of. So give me a quote. Give me a quote or a verse or something, Tony. That's.
I just lost my.
Oh no.
The biggest one was from 70 reasons why not to procrastinate.
70 reasons.
Yeah, they gave you 70.
We only got 13 minutes.
I'm procrastinating on reading the 70 reasons.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you the top two that stood out was you're not getting one step closer to what you want to have changed. Look, being different tomorrow is not going to be different tomorrow if you don't do something different today. And I think that was the two that stood out the most.
And the one thing that
I filed bankruptcy years ago, and I tried everything I could possibly not to file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
But I realized at one point that I couldn't change the circumstances I was in. And you get to the point where you work your life, you do your best you can, and biblically the Lord guides us. But there are some things that happen that we just have no control over, and then everything gets in our head that what do people think? What, you know, like you were saying, what do they think? All these stigmas. The reality is, the Lord wants us free from things that are burdensome and things that hold us back from being in a better relationship with Him and moving forward in our lives.
You know, and so that, go ahead, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
But that's pretty much it. So if you're thinking about something like this, you have to realize at some point you've got to say, I can't do anything but try to make this better, and this is the only way I see it happening, because not everyone can come out on top.
Yeah,
but it allows you to move forward through a process that is very, very beneficial at the end. Yeah. Your life gets back to somewhat normal. People get the best they can get from you in whatever way they can, and it's all legally bound in the system that we've created.
Yeah, you know, and control is a major issue, that you do have control over your life with the bankruptcy process. There's a prescribed way to get rid of your bills. You know, and right now that there's, you know, a lot of people say, well, I just don't have the money to do it. You know, people, listen, the bottom line is I had a client this morning, she had $50. And so she opened the file, understanding that she was going to get a stimulus check very soon, and then she was going to file her tax refunds, and she was going to get that. And for that, and let me just give you a rough number that, you know, it cost about $1,500 to do a bankruptcy. Whether you go this place, that place, or the other, some places charge a lot more. It costs about $338 for the filing fee. You know, you get your credit report, you're getting close to, you know, $400. And then, between, you know, $1,100, $1,200, that's what it generally costs as far as attorney's fees. But that you don't got to, it's like the biting the elephant, you don't got to do it all in one bite. You know, you can start the process by just getting your credit reports and seeing what the debts are. And, you know, this young lady that we spoke today, she had all kinds of debts that she was throwing good money after bad that within 2 months, I mean, she's never going to get, I mean, I say she's never, that the way that her budget was looking, she was going negative every month. And she was borrowing, like they say, from Peter to pay Paul to try to pay the bills that she couldn't pay. And if she just got rid of all the bills at once, she would be back on her feet in no time. And, you know, so her car was 3 months behind, that she was, you know, she was not able to pay rent anymore. So she had moved into family situations because, you know, she was just, but that she had enough of a budget if she got, but she was throwing $20 here and $50 there and, you know, and it wasn't even controlling the interest on the bills she was paying, you know, and so that she had enough money to have a restructured life of free of bills with good credit going forward, but that she had been doing this for the last, I don't know how long. And, you know, there's one other thing I wanted to mention today as well that's really important. You know, a lot of folks trying to do the right thing, they'll go to these credit consolidation companies, you know, where you pay them like a reduced amount compared to what your normal bills would be, like forever. You know, that you pay them a long time, and that the and that sometimes they don't do anything for you. They just kind of wait out the other guys. I'm not sure what they do really. Sometimes they make deals. Lots of times these companies are hired or are agents of the credit card companies to do collection for them at a discounted fee. The problem is that generally, once you get done with quote unquote the payoff of these debts, that many times that you'll have a less than paid off account listed as your on your credit credit report.
It still shows up there,
which is a disaster. It's just terrible. For the next 7 years, that report is going to be an anathema to you. It's going to be terrible for you. And that you can't even get it cleaned up because it's what happened. They'll say, but it was satisfied for less than a full amount, you know, and that's going to be terrible. Whereas if you get the bankruptcy discharge, the bankruptcy won't even show up. It'll be gone. It'll just be gone away. And so that the and even the bankruptcy reference, you know, credit cleanup companies can talk to you about that as well. There's lots of times things that can be done about that. But the bottom line is your credit score can be improved dramatically. Whereas if you pay this good money after bad, lots of times that, you know, that they really don't have the money. And even if you were going to do some sort of payment plan, many times a Chapter 13 would be a much greater benefit than throwing this high percentage of payback to these unsecured cards when you can't even pay your secured creditors like your car or your, you know, the furniture payments. So Tony, did you have one more quote? I want a Bible verse. Do you have a Bible verse you can give us?
I do not at the moment. I apologize. Okay. My phone keeps dropping connection. So
yeah, well, it was good for you, Colin. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good today.
Are you procrastinating on anything?
Trying not to, actually. I've done a pretty good job of doing that for the last few months with a lot of situations going on. I'm trying not to. I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to people. Like, for someone to call you and tell you their situation is a big step.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the big first step, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the unburdening. It's the unburdening. And I think the Bible verse you're looking for was you have to cast your burdens onto Him and allow Him to lead.
Yeah.
You know, and in that process, share your burdens one to another would be another one.
That casting is a good first step, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crying out to the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. I like that. That's good. Well, Tony, any final thoughts? I'm going to let you go before we finish up. Anything else?
No, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. Keep talking to people and sharing and let the Lord lead and guide.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Thank you for providing that that information. That was very, very helpful.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, again, you can call in. We have a little bit of time left, 757-488-5299. This is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. And again, that we're the Alliance Legal Group and that we have four offices in Hampton Roads. We have one in Newtown Road between the interstate and Virginia Beach Boulevard. It's kind of straddles Virginia Beach, Norfolk there. That we've got our office in Great Bridge. That's in Chesapeake. Of course, the one in Portsmouth, that's Catty Corner from Mary View. And then we have the office in Suffolk and downtown, right on Main Street. And so that we have offices all over Hampton Roads to help you. But with this whole virtual sort of thing going on, we can do your bankruptcy from we're now doing cases on the Eastern Shore. Mm. Did you know that on the Eastern Shore, that is a Norfolk bankruptcy? And of course, they can just email the documents to us. They can do it. I don't. Does this radio station go all the way to the Eastern Shore?
I might get some of the outskirts,
the boats
over there,
like in the middle of the water.
I know our sister station does.
Your sister station gets them. Are we on the sister station?
Not currently. No.
No, we're not. So.
Well, I mean, your ads were the advertisements for the. Station we're running over there as well.
So we'll have to go by snail mail.
People travel as well.
Yeah, we'll have to go by snail mail to get to those guys. But that, you know, that wherever you're at, that you can, you don't have to go into the office at all, that you can do the phone conference, interview appointment, that you can do the hearing.
So that takes away the procrastination. So if people are procrastinating, I can't get an appointment, I don't want to drive over there.
Absolutely.
Take that excuse out of it.
There are so many excuses to not going forward. When you really look at them, there really are very, very few. That you don't have to miss work to go to the hearing. That you don't need to you don't even have to go to people say, well, listen, the DMV's closed. I'm paying tax money. Why in the world can't I go to DMV? Well, you're right. You're absolutely right that our government should be working for us, especially if we're paying for it. But that you still can go to DMV now. And then, sometimes you have to get a transcript for your vehicle or something like that. And then they'll just mail it to you for $8, which is probably cheaper than you to pay for going down there, missing some work and paying for gas.
That's true. Sometimes time is money as far as that goes.
Yeah. So, there's always a bright side to everything, right? That's what the Bible says. As long as Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible, then there's still good news everywhere you're looking. Mm. That's because all things are working together good, even pandemics. For those that love the Lord, those are called according to his purpose. Well, we're getting close to the end. We're down to 3 minutes. That if you can't get a hold of us now in time at the radio station, that you can call us directly at the, and we'd love to hear from you, just to let you know that we heard from you and that the and that you heard us at debtfreeva.com. That's the website, chat box, free consultation. If you just had a question, if you just had a thought, and remember that if you call today, that's December 4th, today, don't wait till tomorrow.
February.
In February, the free credit reports when you open a file for at least $100. That's a $36 value for free that we'll give to you today. And then we'll review that credit report with you, and if you have any kind of questions that we'll be able to hopefully resolve those for you, at least give you some information. That's the first step. Gather the facts, get the information, then make a decision. Be proactive.
So debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com to connect with Alliance Legal Group here in Hampton Roads, and so that you can get on there and chat and find out more and just share your situation with them as well.
We had a person today that we were on the phone with, and I wanted just to pray for her. Obviously we're not going to say her name or anything, but I just pray for her because there's no question in my mind that she, the Lord led her to the phone call, and that she was very, very sincere about her relationship with the Lord. And it was one that basically she could lock it in with a firm decision to make Jesus Christ her Savior. And so maybe somebody's out there today with that same sort of decision. You've been procrastinating about making Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Don't wait. Do it today. It's the best decision that you could ever make. When did you get saved, Colleen?
I was six years old.
You were 6 years old.
Amen. Yes.
Do you remember that day?
Vaguely. As a six-year-old, I was in Christian school, and my first grade teacher was teaching a Bible lesson and shared how we could come to know Jesus. So amen. I've been blessed with that testimony for sure.
Well, go to the chat box and or call Colleen here at the station at the 488-5299. She would love to hear you would lead you to a saving decision in Jesus. And so with all that being said, we have to go. God bless you. It's been great talking to you today. If you want to contact, please do. God bless you and have a wonderful remainder of the afternoon.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.